Jack Johnson versus Jess Willard. You're listening to Lace Up the Leathers. I'm your host, Hugh Kuhn, and this is episode number 8. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Jack Johnson versus Jess Willard, a fight for the ages.
Welcome to this week's sports podcast, where we'll be discussing one of the most epic boxing matches in history. Jack Johnson versus Jess Willard. The year was 1915, and these two boxers were about to battle it out for the heavyweight championship of the world. Jack Johnson, also known as the Galveston Giant, was the current heavyweight champion. He had been on a winning streak, having defended his title against some of the best fighters of his time. Johnson was known for his quick movements and exceptional defense skills, which made him a tough opponent in the ring. Jess Willard, on the other hand, was a towering figure at 6 feet 6 inches, with an incredible reach advantage. He had won many fights leading up to the championship bout, but his lack of speed and technical skill was a concern for many fans.
The build-up to the fight was intense, with both fighters and their teams hyping up the bout as the fight of the century. Fans from all over the world gathered to watch the match in Havana, Cuba. As the fight began, Johnson quickly showed his superior skills. He danced around the ring, avoiding Willard's powerful punches and landing his own, though not inflicting any major damage. Willard, being the bigger man, tried to brawl with Johnson, hoping to land a haymaker to end the fight. But Johnson's defense was simply too good, and he continued to land quick jabs and combinations. By the 26th round, Willard was bloodied and tired, with Johnson seemingly in control of the fight.
This is when the infamous story comes in. According to legend, Johnson made a deal with a few of the fight officials, paying them to end the match early in his favor. In the 26th round, Willard allegedly suffered a broken jaw, which Johnson used to his advantage, raining blows on the injured fighter. Willard eventually went down for the count, and Johnson was named the winner.
However, many boxers and fans at the time disputed the legitimacy of the victory, claiming that Johnson had cheated to win. The controversy surrounding the fight would persist for decades to come. Regardless of the speculation, one thing is certain. Johnson's technical skills and defense was superior to Willard's brawling style. Johnson would continue to be a dominant force in the boxing world, changing the perception of what a heavyweight fighter should look and move like. As for Willard, he would continue to fight for a few more years before retiring, never quite living up to the potential that his size and strength had promised. But despite the loss, Willard's legacy proved to be an important part of boxing history, paving the way for other towering fighters to step into the ring and make their mark. So that's our discussion of the Jack Johnson versus Jess Willard fight.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, and we hope you enjoyed the trip down boxing memory lane.
Until next time, keep your gloves up and your defense tight.
Thank you all for joining us again on Lace Up the Leathers. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai